Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the award-nominated Relationships 360 Degrees, and to our loyal listeners, welcome back. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, your host for this show, which looks to repair, build, and maintain enriching, long-lasting, character-based relationships with the help of experts like Leslie McKee. Leslie is the president of McKee Organizing Services, Inc. She began her professional organizing career in 2000. Her business began with hands-on organizing services and personal assisting, and she soon discovered that her passion was not only putting systems in place, but with finding out why clients were stuck and how to inspire them to live more simply and with purpose. Leslie also has always focused on the family in her organizing with the intention of empowering mothers and creating an environment of teamwork and respect, which we're going to talk more about tonight in terms of brides respecting their grooms and doing everything that they can to merge their organizing styles with their new husbands. Leslie's been featured in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and on National Public Radio. She's appeared locally on Pittsburgh Today, live, and in many publications, articles, and blogs. And she's standing by on the line tonight. Leslie, thanks for stopping by Relationships 360.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Well, it is wonderful to have you on the show. I don't normally do topics like this, but this is certainly an aspect of getting along in relationships, which is the goal of this program. The title of the show, Making Room for Your Groom.
And, I love that.
Yeah, a lot of us, you know, kind of have a problem with that, especially if you've been used to, you know, being single all your life, and then, you know, you suddenly have this other person that you have to merge your life with. So that can certainly be challenging. So we're going to be talking about, you know, how to overcome some of the challenges of, you know, incorporating someone else's style, organizing style, with yours. And we have a host of questions that we're going to get into. But Leslie, I'd like you to talk a little bit about, you know, how our listeners can find you if they do have organizing challenges. What number can they call? And if you have a website, if you can give that out as well.
Yes, we're actually just launching a new website, and so our web address is www.mckeeos.com. So it's mckeeos.com, or you can get to it at mckeeorganizingservices.com. Our phone number is 412-341-8754, and you can just email me at leslie@mckeeos.com.
And I believe I found you. We were talking about this just right before the show went on air tonight, is that I found you simply by typing in couples organizing into Google. So Leslie's page should come up, you know, within the first page of search results on Google if you type in couples organizing. So her team, her SEO team, is doing an excellent job.
Absolutely.
And I know that, you know, you had a recent appearance on Pittsburgh Today Live. So that probably helped out as well. So you guys can read all about that, you know, on Leslie's website. She's also offering an opportunity for one lucky listener to have a free phone consultation with her. And what's going to happen, Leslie, during this phone consultation?
Well, we're just going to talk about your organizational issue. We do this from a coaching perspective, and we really talk about ways to make your life fit. So a lot of people are really swimming upstream with the way they like to organize, and with couples, you're often having very different organizing styles. So it's making room for your groom, but it's also kind of, you know, opposites tend to attract. There's people who really need to have things in perfect order, and then people that really are a little more disheveled, and often they marry or get together, and there's, you know, you have to respect each other's organizing style. So we talk about ways to do that and looking at things from both sides of the coin.
All right, sounds very good. And to be eligible for that phone consultation with Leslie, you guys will need to go out to relationships360.com, enter your name and your email address. There's a box at the top right of the page. Enter your name and your email address, and you'll be entered into a giveaway or a drawing, you know, to win that phone consultation with Leslie. And I'll give you until I know some of you are going to be listening to this later on after this show goes off the air as an archived or on-demand episode. So I'll give you until the end of the month to go out to the site. And Leslie will get back in contact, the Relationships 360 marketing team will get back in contact with you on July 1 to let you know who you're going to be talking to.
That's perfect.
So that is how that will work. So, again, we want to thank you for offering that service to one of our listeners, or I would say to two of our listeners, a couple, you know, that needs organizational help. So, you know, I was wondering, you know, what causes, what are some of the issues that people come to you with and say, you know, we need help. We need a professional to help us out. What are some of the scenarios in which people call you to ask for your services?
Well, a lot of times we have the he said, she said callers. So we have people that someone who calls and says, you know, I really need you to come in and work on my husband. And then when we get there, there's really a little bit of tweaking to do on both sides. So we really don't typically go in and work on someone's stuff when they're not there. A lot of women might call and say, just my husband's not going to be home. I want you to clean up their garage or something like that. We don't do that because we're really looking to make some behavioral changes and have you guys work together as a team. So when we get that kind of call, we really have to sort of work with a person that's ready. And a lot of times both people need a little help. So I urge the person calling to lead by example. So I said, I always say, let's just get started on your space. And then your partner will see how you're doing, the changes you're making, and how it influences the family or the couple or the relationship. And then when they see one person making changes, often the second person gets on board. And when I'm there, I'm objective. So I don't have a history of kind of nagging. I ask questions about what they want. And always we find saying, you know, why would you want the space to change? And they'll say, well, I don't really need it to change. And they sort of hedge on things. And then at the end, after you just take your time and listen, they'll say, well, I would kind of like it to be neater so I could do this or that. And so we find that carrot, that thing that they want to change in their space. And then we build on that. Yeah.
So kind of achieving that sense of chi, you help them to achieve that.
Right.
So that
we sort of get them
harmony.
To think, well, they don't have a goal. A lot of times, and men do this, they say, oh, it's good enough. That's the funny thing about the way couples organize together. Women, you know, they organize, and men typically say, I'm done, way before the woman's done. The woman wants a real high aesthetic, where the men sort of say, it's good enough, you know, at least it's all in one corner of the room kind of thing. And so we sort of talk about what works for both of you. And when there's a big disparity in personalities and organization, we really do sort of say, well, what section of this house gets to be the way he wants it or she wants it? So everybody has a really different issue with organization. Some people over-organize. Some people don't even have a way to even think about how it should be. So we walk into every kind of scenario and really help pull it together.
And are there differences in organizing styles, you know, based on gender? Do men typically have, you know, one sort of organizing style, and then women, typically,